Good morning and welcome to the Green Chocolate Bar by Club Inhale Exhale. I'm Coach Michael.
And I'm Coach Kelly.
And we are the co-owners of Club Inhale Exhale, a private fitness and nutritional design studio headquartered at 530 Boston Road in Billerica. Green Chocolate Bar was developed to educate you on getting to the truth of your fitness and nutrition. We are pioneering this industry by challenging old school methods of thought and are changing your belief, helping you make real lifestyle changes. If you missed part of any of today's show, don't worry. You can download us on iTunes under podcast by searching for Club Inhale Exhale or Green Chocolate Bar. You can also go to our website at clubinhaleexhale.com now and search under the podcast section over to the right-hand side. For more information on us, visit our website, clubinhaleexhale.com. If you want to be part of today's show, give us a call, 978-454-4980. And don't forget to go over to our Facebook page at facebook.com/clubinhaleexhale to stay up to date on everything that we have going on. Today's show is brought to you by Accounting Matters New England owner Stephanie Parker, who is also in-house with us today, myself and Coach Kelly, as co-host, and will be here throughout the show. Good morning to the both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are we doing?
So I want to say this week... It's a whole week. This week is exciting.
What's up?
You don't know why?
It's spring.
It's Stephanie's birthday week.
That's right. Here we go.
Yeah. Woo. You get a whole month if you want with us.
Cake. You know, I see a cake out there, and it looks like it's big enough for somebody to pop out of. What do you think?
Right? Matt's in the other room popping out of cakes. Yay!
Awesome!
So happy birthday.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. I'm so glad it lasts more than a day.
Yeah, well, for you. Yeah. We'll give you a month, honey.
Oh, right?
Wow. Yeah, it's a birthday month. Yeah.
Look, birthdays of every day. Like
look
every
how happy
day, all
she
day,
is.
All week, all year. It's all good.
My birthdays used to be sitting at a desk.
Yeah.
Doing tax returns.
Yeah.
So that's not fun. I don't do that anymore.
So no.
No.
That's
no.
Really great.
Yeah.
That's really great. I don't do that anymore. So
yeah. So happy birthday.
I enjoy my birthday.
Nice.
I got to go to the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum on Saturday.
I know.
You were mentioning that.
What an amazing place.
Isn't
beautiful.
It?
Must be beautiful.
It's beautiful. It's very dark inside because
they're
preserving all the art and the tapestries.
And it's cool.
Okay.
But it's,
dark
it's got
cool.
a garden in the middle, and it's the building has been preserved the way Isabella wanted it in her will.
No kidding.
Amazing place. And it's right near the MFA, and it's right next to Mass College of Art.
It's amazing.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
We have a lot of cool things here in Boston.
Yeah.
So Miss Stephanie, so because it's that time of year and everybody should have filed their taxes by today.
Chop chop.
Right?
Signed and remitted.
Yeah. Why don't you remind, you've been here before.
Yes.
Why don't you remind the listeners a little bit about what you do and what your business does?
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me give you a little bit of my background.
Sure.
CPA, and I have a master's in financial planning. And I worked for two CPA firms for well over 25 years. And when I went to business for myself, I started my own CPA firm, which people say, well, oh, what do? You do taxes? And I said, no, actually, I go back and I help people get their stuff ready for their taxes.
Mm.
Corporations, partnerships, individuals. And I really am at the ground level. I help them get their data together, and I do whatever it takes to get there. Sometimes they do a lot of it, and then I help them in the end, and I get to the point where I can then pass it off to the tax accountants.
Nice.
Or the tax attorneys.
I hate putting
cases.
My stuff together.
Mm.
Everybody hates it.
I can't stand it.
I love it. I love it because I understand what I'm looking
sure,
at, all
of
the
course.
Paperwork and everything, but it's very overwhelming for some people. I mean, if you are in business and you're trying to run your business, you're trying to get all your QuickBooks or Peachtree, whatever it may be, together, and then all the tax forms that come along with it. And most business owners, they're looking at the form and they say, what is this?
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know what this is.
Yeah.
Should I keep it? Should I give it to the tax attorney or the tax accountant? I'm not really sure. That's my job.
I think one of the things that's made me hate tax season a little less is actually spending time through the year at least once a month, just making sure that I have my stuff in one spot. Mm-hmm. And in sorted piles, being organized. Like if I do that once a month, 12 times a year, you know, then I'm a little bit more sane. You know,
and you're less stressed.
I'm less stressed.
January and April 15th.
And instead of it taking me 3 days to do taxes, it takes me a couple of hours to just put everything that they need together.
Right. And it's all right there.
Yep.
Yeah. And that's really that's the key. You get the most deductions when you're the most organized.
I could learn something from that.
I'm waiting to find that out.
It took me 25 minutes to do my taxes this year.
That's pretty awesome.
I like four things to put together. That was it.
Yeah.
Maybe I must be doing something wrong.
You're simple.
Why? Thank you. I'll take that as a compliment.
It is a compliment.
What was the word?
Simple.
Simple. I like simple.
Simple. Yeah. Simple is good.
It's good stuff.
It's usually when you get very complicated and more things and more paperwork that becomes harder.
Yeah.
I'll give you my own example. Matt and I have three businesses between the two of us, and the tax person that I bring it to now. She looks at it and she says, okay, we're going to do this on this. And I'm going to go, yep, nope, yes, whatever. And when the tax return gets spit out, I check every line. Mm-hmm. I check every single thing. And there's always something
that the software... Do they love you or hate you?
She loves me because I go back and I say to her, but what about this?
Right.
And we look at the software. The software is just a tool.
Of course.
It really is just that. And she'll go back, we'll do a couple more things, and boom, the result is different.
And the result is correct. We have to be smarter than computers.
Course, absolutely.
I think we rely...
We are smarter than
computers.
We rely a little too much on computers and software to take care of everything. Yeah. Sure, they compile and put together the information, but honestly, we're the ones that can really sift through that and make sense of it.
Right.
Computer's not going to make sense of it.
No.
Yeah. It's just code.
Code. Right. It is just code.
I remember back in high school, it was the first time I saw... those things called computers, and it was enormous.
Yeah,
it was a long time ago.
Sure.
But I'll never forget the computer teacher, because that was his title. I'm the computer teacher.
Okay.
And his saying was, garbage in, garbage out.
Right.
Okay.
And it's so
processor.
True.
It's just a processor.
That's right. Garbage in, garbage out. So it's good that you go back and you check all that
stuff. It's all based upon plus, add, plus, multiply. Divide.
So how can people get in touch with you?
They can get in touch with me via my website. Mm-hmm. They can go to accountingmattersnewengland.com or Parker, S-P-A-R-K-E-R, at accountingmatters.com.
Okay.
Or they can call me, 508-320-1866.
Perfect. And I know that you're going to want to give away a gift card today, right?
I have a $25 gift card from a Visa gift card.
To use anywhere.
To use anywhere.
To use anywhere.
Yes, anywhere.
Okay.
And it will be for the first person who calls, who tells us about their experience with a boutique-sized or style business.
Okay.
Because your business is a boutique business, and my business is a boutique business.
Yep. Many reasons why we've done that. Yeah, absolutely. Right. So we're looking for the first call to just call in and share their experience.
Share their experience.
That they've had.
Boutique
with
is also
a small local
boutique business.
Someone that just day to day, that's who you're seeing. The person behind the counter is the owner.
Usually
that's what we're looking for. Just your
experience. Or the owner's in the back room somewhere.
Or the owner's
looking
in the back room somewhere. Or calling in or whatever it may be.
Or checking on it for that day, you know, what happened during that day.
Yeah.
You live it. We know this. We live, it really is a 7 day a week job.
Yep.
You may take a day off to rest or cook or prep food.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Rest. What is that?
but you're always checking email.
Yeah.
You're always looking at your text.
Yes.
And you're always trying to accommodate the clients as best as you can.
Absolutely.
That's what I think is a boutique.
Number one priority. Yeah.
The service.
So call in, share your experience with us. You're on the, get on the show. You could win a chance or win a, can I tell you something before I even go any further so that people understand?
You drink a
this kicked
tea.
In.
The tea.
My green tea kicked in.
Why are you yelling at me?
Because I was like, why did I go and get green tea?
All right, no more caffeine for you.
Oh, my God. I can't even handle green tea.
You can't. We are not even going
to convince
me
I'm going to go to the back room. Call me when it's over. All right.
Okay.
So call in 978-454-4980. You get a chance to win a $25 gift card from Visa. Stephanie Parker.
From Stephanie. Visa.
For Visa.
And I'll make sure I get it mailed out to the person
exactly.
who wins
yeah.
or receives it.
Yeah. Perfect. So what's going on today? What do we got?
Well, there's a lot of stuff going on today.
Yeah.
But Stephanie had a great idea talking about boutique style businesses and sort of how they, you know, sticking with them within, you know, American made and all that stuff.
Yeah.
That's my words, not hers.
Sure.
But I also posted something on Facebook, and there was some kind of a stat on somebody. It was outside of a small business on their chalkboard they put on their sidewalk.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you just put $100 a year back into small business, the small business in your local towns, that puts so much more funding back into this country.
I saw your post.
Yeah, and it makes so much sense when you think about it. It makes so much sense, right? Mm-hmm. So, sure, I don't want to be a trainer at a Planet Fitness, but that doesn't make it, you know, that I don't mind if people do that. Like, that's their choice. That's what they want to do.
Sure.
But my choice is on the service level. What we want to talk about today is box versus boutique.
Right.
And we're going to talk about that in relation, at least Michael and I, and Stephanie's a client of ours, why box versus boutique. And I put the benefits of both. I'm trying to stick and try to be fair with who has what and who doesn't have what or whatever.
Right.
I don't know. Maybe I'm biased, but I think we rock.
We are.
I'm just saying.
We are.
You think we are. You can't say we think. You're supposed to say we are.
I didn't say think. I said we are right.
So it's very interesting to just take the two side by side and see what the benefits of either are. And I was talking to one of my clients in Chelmsford yesterday and told him what the topic of the show was going to be today. Mm-hmm. I was telling him you were going to be on the show, Stephanie. And I have some sort of devil's advocate kind of points going on. So him and I had a great conversation yesterday. So it's amazing how you can affect, Stephanie, you can affect conversations that I have with other clients that don't even come to the club, that I go to their house. And I mean, Greg and I, we go hiking, we go biking, we go snowshoeing.
Yeah.
So
that's boutique.
That's boutique.
You could not get that at, you know, some of the other local franchise shops.
Yeah, and the gym isn't for everyone.
It isn't for everyone.
So you have to find what you like to do and do that. And I know we've said that before, but there might be some new listeners out there kind of tuning in today. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't have to be about, I got to get up and go to the gym at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning.
Sure.
Maybe it's getting up at 5:30 in the morning and walking your dog or going for a quick little hike if you have woods out back or whatever, or getting home from work and doing that. Anyway.
That's awesome.
The boutique allows you to customize.
Yeah.
Totally does. We get right there. We're right involved.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You want chocolate swirl? You got it.
Exactly.
You want strawberry swirl? You got it. Right? That's the way it goes. Yeah.
So I know you also had a rant that you're going to do today, but I'll tell you what. We're going to come back with that.
Okay.
All right? So stay tuned because we're coming back with Coach Kelly's rant, right?
Mm-hmm.
Stephanie is going to be giving away a gift card, $25, the first person to talk about their experience with a boutique-sized business, a small local business. So stay tuned for the Green Chocolate Bar by Club Inhale Exhale. Good morning and welcome back to the Green Chocolate Bar by Club Inhale Exhale. I know I'm a little nuts today.
He's dancing.
I know.
Who are you?
He's dancing.
I don't know. I'm
you
a little
know.
Nuts.
And I'm a little more nuts then. Yeah. Okay. So can we just share that quick little story about what happened to us on the way here? You don't even remember.
Remind me.
Actually, there was a lot of stuff that happened to us this morning. But we were coming down River Street in Billerica.
Yeah.
Right? And for anybody who lives in Billerica, you probably actually know where this is. And it's a little scary.
Everybody knows where it is.
So you come down River Street in Billerica and you get to the end where the stoplight is.
And you turn and look right.
And you, just before the stoplight, turn, if you're driving, don't do this. But if you're a passenger, turn and look off to your right down into that ditch there.
Huge,
it's
huge
like
ditch.
The movie Saw.
Yeah.
It's creepy.
It is a creepy house.
What is that?
The creepy house.
There's like water and vans and vans in water and cinder blocks. And
that person could be listening to the show right now.
Then clean up your yard. Then clean up your yard. I'm sorry. Because then we started talking about creepy stuff.
The Kelly citation.
Yeah.
The Kelly citation.
Oh, don't even get me. The laws of straightness. Yeah. I will hand out tickets on the laws of straightness all day long. My pillows have to be straight. My chips have to be straight.
Oh,
my socks
Lord.
Have to be straight. My cans have to be straight. Everything has to be straight.
Yeah.
G-O-C-D.
Yeah.
Honestly, that's what I like too.
Don't
what gave it away?
Have you seen the studio?
I know.
Okay. I know, but the balls have to be straight.
That's what I like, too.
I'm
a little OCD,
too. I'm a little put it over there.
But you know what, though?
Put that on top of
I've actually been doing a lot of research on because I pick on myself. I'm like, I'm crazy. I'm OCD. I'm neurotic. I'm nuts. I'm pulling out my eyebrows, whatever. And there's all these studies being done on people that are crazy, just like me. And they say we're some of the most intelligent people out there. Thank you very much.
Yeah, it's ta-da. The association between, even the association between ADD and ADHD has actually been linked to people thinking differently.
Yeah, right.
And coming up with a more creative part of their brain. Actually looking, because that's the side that you're using. You know, you're tapping into that just a little bit more. More imaginative, more creative.
Well, that's what I always say. So that's interesting you say that. Because I'm always like, but what if we think about it just a little differently? I'm always like, well, think about it this way, this way, this way, this way. I'm always thinking different.
Remember in school they used to tell you, I know, they did with me, stop daydreaming. What are you looking at?
Yeah.
I was like, I'm dreaming of not being here in a better life. Like, you want me to share my experiences with you right now? Because I'm too young to formulate it into sentences and stuff like that. But now I look back and I'm like, yeah, there have been studies that we just seem to think just a little differently.
Yeah.
A little bit like off the cuff and not so what's the world doing now?
Yeah.
You know?
Wait, did both of you write the Cornfield article?
That was just me.
Yeah, that was Cal.
Okay. Matt read that. My husband Matt read that. And he goes, wow, I love that.
Mm-hmm. Really?
That's so creative.
He's got the artist guy inside
him. Oh, Kelly.
Gold star for me.
Totally impressed him.
Yeah.
I hadn't
read
it yet. And I said, well, I got to go back and read it.
Yeah.
Really?
I was like, wow, that is really good going down the cornfield.
That's true.
And if people want to know what we're talking about right now, head over to Facebook at facebook.com/clubinhaleexhale. That post is up. And it starts with, so you're in a cornfield.
Yeah.
It's
in our news feed,
too.
It's in our news feed, on our newsletter list.
Good.
Yeah.
I like that.
Remember, we're giving away a gift card.
Yes.
Courtesy of Stephanie Parker from Accounting Matters New England. And it's for a $25 Visa gift card.
Yes.
To the first person that calls in and shares their experience with a small local business here in town, any other town that's around us.
Yeah. And why you choose small local businesses.
Yeah. Why would you shop there over a big business? Because that's what we're about to get into, right?
Yeah. Right. Exactly. Yeah. Small retail shop. Okay. It could be a service.
Yeah.
You know,
like a one-off or something. Mm-hmm. But I just want to put my little rant out there because you had mentioned it. So I don't want people
Coach
to go,
Kelly's
but
rant.
She was going to. Excuse me?
I just said Coach Kelly's rant.
Oh, yeah?
What's that?
Just like you heard my voice yesterday, what I didn't say, but you heard what I said in my voice anyway.
Yeah?
I just heard what you said in your voice. So we'll talk about that later, young man.
No, we will not.
Mm-hmm. The laws of straightness will come out. Anyway, well, it's kind of a rant, but it's kind of not at the same time. And I sort of need to get it out there because I need society to kind of think about things a little bit differently.
Yep.
Ta-da, here I go. So I have this friend who goes running. And if he's listening, sorry, dude, but I'm calling you out. Anyway, so he goes running and he works out and he does all this stuff. And then he's like, yeah, so I went running and my knees are killing me. And I'm like, okay, good. Well, then why don't you stop running? But that's in my head, but I'm going to let him figure this out on his own time.
Uh-huh.
And his knees are killing. Every time he goes running, his knees get a little bit worse and then it feels a little bit better and then it gets a little worse, but it only happens when he runs and all this stuff.
Because he's pounding on them.
Right. So here's my point though. Okay, so Monday, Michael and I did leg day together. My legs are on fire today.
Yeah.
My muscles, not my knees, not my bones, not my joints, because I let my muscles move my bones, not my bones move my muscles, okay? So my skeletal system is just there to keep everything together, and my muscles is what moves me. I am not going to go back to the gym today and light up my legs again.
No, absolutely
and go,
not.
Oh my God, my legs are killing me. I should work out again.
Right.
So why do people continuously run or do something that hurts their joints, right, and doesn't build their muscles, but they continue to go out and punish themselves over and over and over?
Because they're not educated.
Oh, that was Stephanie. That was not me. That was Stephanie.
That's my comment.
Well, luckily I don't sound like a female. Thank you. So that wasn't me.
They probably don't even know what they're doing to themselves.
It's crazy.
They don't want to look at an anatomy book or,
but I think
or
it's
ask
also
somebody like yourselves, what does that do to myself? Like, what am I doing? I'm pounding on that cushion between the joints.
Now, we have to specify here that running's not bad.
It's not bad.
It's not bad.
But this is not a bad thing to do.
It's a pounding, continuous pounding on the joints.
But here's why it's pounding on the joints. Because people are not using their muscles.
Right.
They're not engaging. And I tell people all the time, if you want to see how you should be running, go to YouTube and type in a video about gazelles. Watch a gazelle run.
Yeah.
And gazelles, you should be running so that when your feet hit the ground, there's not an impact, but you should actually be almost slowing yourself down, bracing for impact. And what you're going to say.
That's just like on Saturday.
The jump squats.
When we jump on the box.
Correct.
You taught me
that's
how
right.
to softly Ply land on the box.
So that
that's
you're right. using your quads, your
and the
thighs,
center of your body.
The center of your body, your right. core. You're using all of those things to soften the blow, soften the impact, as opposed to all of a sudden, here are my ankles and my knees and my hips.
Yeah, and I get the ankle comments a lot from sort of like friends and all that stuff. But just I just want people to think about that. If you're a runner or you're doing something and you're constantly injuring your, quote, knees or your, quote, ankles, and you're like, oh, I went for a run and my knees are killing me. Well, duh, think about it.
Take some time off.
It takes,
or find
a different activity to do. Mm. Stop killing your joints. Your joints have to last you a lifetime, and your muscles have to last you a lifetime. My muscles hurt because we went to the gym on Monday and because I'm building my muscle.
Correct.
You do that on purpose.
Yeah.
You have sore muscles kind of on purpose. They're not oversore. I can walk.
It's a good sore.
It's a good sore. It's it's purposeful sore. It's not because I went, oh, crap, I overworked myself at the gym. I should go back and do it again. Ow.
Right.
Right. So just let's kind of grow up and think about that a little bit differently.
I joke about myself all the time. I'm not built as a runner. I don't have a runner's build. It's not.
I've seen you run.
I saw him running that sleigh thing you guys did a couple weeks ago.
I'm making fun of myself. What is this? You guys are now attacking me and stuff?
No, we're agreeing with you, Coach Michael.
Yeah. I see how you guys are agreeing with me.
That's payback for your little comment to me that I heard.
You're a power lifter.
Now, Chris, I got to ask you, because you just came back about a month ago, right?
Yep.
Was there a lot of running involved for you? Are you a runner? Do you consider yourself a runner?
I love running, and it is. I'm one of those people. I'll complain about my knee hurting, but I want to try to get my miles up all the time. I'm always trying
to
run like 5 miles.
That's what people are constantly trying to do,
Right now I'm stuck at like 2.5.
Yeah.
And I got to be happy with that because at least I'm doing 2.5. But it's a painful relationship I have with running.
Exactly, you're paying a price.
Oh, but I love it. I don't know why I love it.
I know why you love it, because I love it the same way, too. It's what's called the runner's high. For me, after about 20, 25 minutes, all of a sudden it kicks in.
Yeah.
And this endorphin rush takes over. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I love that feeling. And
I think there's another reason, but Chris, go ahead.
Well, for me, another reason is I like getting my kids involved. I have a running stroller, and I'll take my 5-year-old.
Nice.
And, you know, I'll run the streetway, and then I'll get to Veterans Memorial Park, and he'll hop out of the stroller, and he'll run with me.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really fun. And plus, you get to get out. You see the trees. You see the birds. You smell the air.
Sure.
Right. It's just a great way to get out of the house and see a big neighborhood of, you know, wherever your route may be.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's me, though.
Yeah. Would a fast walk be so bad?
I don't know. I don't feel like a fast walk pushes me as much as I'd like to be pushed.
Now, you see, I would rather go mountain biking.
See, that would be a good choice, too. But maintenance in me, no good.
The maintenance in you?
I can't maintain my vehicle, my bike. It's so easy
to
do.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. But you're telling me you're running out there with your kid's stroller and you can't maintain the vehicle?
Well, with the kid's stroller, all I got to do is pump the tires. There's no real maintenance to a stroller.
Interesting.
All right.
So I have another thought.
Okay, here we're coming up with all tons of thoughts.
I know. We got to move on. But
it's all right.
What if it's sort of like... in whatever people want to take this. What if it's bragging rights? Like, oh, I can run a marathon. What can you do?
Maybe.
Oh, I'm a runner. Oh, I'm a runner.
Yeah.
I can run 10 miles.
Yeah. That's part of it.
Oh, you only run
it's
4.
It's a psychological
thing.
Oh,
I can run 10.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I don't know.
I've never been able to do that. At one point, I was able to run 10, but...
Yeah, because everybody complains about their knees, but then they want to tell you how far they can run. See, you did it, Chris.
You did,
right?
Yeah.
Everybody complains about their knees.
Right.
I ran, and it hurt, but I ran 5 miles.
Yeah.
Who cares?
I'm not
you hurt your knee.
I'm not afraid to say that I'll take a cab.
That's why I love you, man. I'm telling you, I'd be right there with you. I'd be the one flagging down the taxi.
I am just not built as a runner, so I'm not even gonna try.
Yeah,
you know what I was built for?
Yeah,
weight,
power.
Yeah,
I was built for strength and just being able to just control a big amount of weight.
Yeah.
I understand that. Yeah. I know that. I accept it.
Everybody's sport or fitness thing that they do, they always want to say, I can do this in that world.
Yeah.
You know, golf. We used to say, oh, I was under par by this.
But I'm okay with not saying that, like, I haven't run a marathon. I haven't run a 10K. Like, I'm okay with that. I'm totally fine with that.
Right.
You know?
But Stephanie, you just piggybacked my point. So Gwen, our love of our life, Gwen, she finally lifted her 185 deadlift the other day. And she did.
Yep.
She's
she
like, I went to class and and I was tired and pooped. But guess what? I lifted my 185.
Right.
So it's the same thing with running. Oh, but yeah. I ran 5 miles.
But she did it.
It's a bragging right.
It's a bragging right.
Exactly.
Totally is.
Yeah.
It's how you, it's conversation with other people.
Yeah. If he's listening, just find something other than running and stop hurting your knee.
Okay.
So that's my rant. Anyway.
So.
Box versus boutique.
Yes.
$25 gift card for anybody that wants to call in and just chat with us and tell us why you would choose a boutique source over a box source, meaning even like a Walmart versus a local boutique somewhere that you go.
An example.
Yeah.
Even let's talk about O'Connor Hardware in Billerica.
Yep.
Well, let me give people
why
the phone
people
number real
there.
Quick
so
that they can definitely call in. 978-454-4980. Call in. $25 Visa gift card, courtesy of Stephanie Parker from Accounting Matters, New England.
Yeah.
So I was saying O'Connor Hardware in Billerica.
Yeah.
If Billerica residents fought off Home Depot because they loved O'Connor Hardware.
That's right.
And that is a boutique, in my mind, that's a boutique shop.
Yeah.
Even though it's huge and they have everything.
It's huge.
But the service there is awesome.
It really
totally
is.
Walk
awesome.
In the door and someone's always there to help you.
I've been there several times. I remember when I was painting. Yeah, can't stand painting.
Finding the littlest thing that you can't find, you know, you don't want to spend time walking around the store because you're in a hurry.
And they know where it is right away.
Yeah.
Yeah,
right.
It's great. That's great. So anyway, so hopefully somebody wants to just call in and share their experience. I mean, we're all American made here, baby.
Yeah, so let's here's a quick statistic.
Yeah.
Right? And this is what I found online. The Small Business Administration identified that there are more than 28.2 million businesses operating in the United States as of March 2014, with about 63% of new jobs being created from small businesses between 1993 and mid-2013. Of these 28.2 million businesses, most are self-employed, making up about three-quarters of the U.S.'s total businesses.
Yes.
Meanwhile, approximately half of small businesses survive 5 years or more, many of which make up your local coffee shops, favorite local boutiques, private preferred chiropractors, local pet shops, fitness studios, nutritional studios, accounting businesses,
keeping businesses.
So basically what
attorneys, small attorney firms.
Yeah, what that statistic says is that we the ones that make this
economy go round.
We make it spin.
We make it spin.
You know?
Yes. And we pay a lot of taxes, too.
Yeah.
She had to throw it in on tax day.
April 15th. I had to say that.
You think?
I had to say that.
Yeah, so size is definitely a benefit of boutique.
Sure.
And you... I was talking to Gwen this morning about the show today, and I said, you know, do you have any feedback, whatever? And her first thing was, you know, I come here because I know... that you guys know me now. You know what my strengths are. You know what my weaknesses are.
Yeah.
If I went somewhere else that was sort of a typical box gym, you go in, you're a number, beep, you walk in, they give you a half-hearted high, sometimes a whole-hearted high, whatever, depends on who's behind the counter that day.
They really don't know you.
Yeah, and they're not working you in the even 3D. It's in 2D, and she's like, you guys know what my strengths are. Because we've trained her to understand what her strengths and weaknesses are.
Exactly.
And we can help her with that. So it's really kind of cool. So size matters.
Huge.
Get it?
Absolutely.
Size and service matter.
Oh, for Christ's sakes.
So I had to throw it in there. Come on.
I say it's access to the ownership.
Mm-hmm.
Because
that too.
The risk is with the owners. So even if you have employees working for you, you're always going to make sure they're following your mantra, your mission, whatever it may be, so that you don't go astray.
Mm-hmm.
It's you. It's your name on the door or your name on the paperwork, whatever it may be.
Yeah.
And that's what's really, really important to people who want that type of service.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I agree. It's very interesting. Yeah. So I don't know. I'd rather shop from a small boutique and have in the past.
Absolutely.
You walk in and they're like, oh, you know, here comes Kelly. You know, she's looking for her leopard print shoes because she comes in every fall looking for
and
those.
They know, and those.
And they know your size.
They know your size.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll call you if new things come in.
Oh, I love it.
We're talking a little more clothing. Yeah. Like Mike's okay.
No,
whatever.
I'm thinking hardware stores, though.
But hardware
stores. I got a hardware store in Beverly in my town. And if I do need something, that's usually where I travel to.
Yeah.
And they're great.
Yeah.
They love it. You walk in. I remember the last time that I was there was actually for... Thank God we don't have to use them anymore. And I put it away. The roof rake.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yes.
I can't believe
that.
I
must have had that I must have had that look that everybody else had walking in for the last like 2 days.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And he just kind of looked at me. He's like, they're over there.
Right.
You know,
didn't even
have to ask me. And I was like, thank you.
That's
funny. Know, there were two left and it was perfect.
Mike, yeah. You also said to me one day that you have a shop up in your area where you mm-hmm. live where you go for food. Other than the supermarket. It's like a local grocer.
Right on the corner.
Yeah, and you
in
love
my neighborhood.
Going there.
Love going what? There.
Explain why you love going there.
The atmosphere.
That's what boutique means.
It's the atmosphere. It totally is. It's small. It's quaint. Not that I lived during this time, but it kind of brings you back to some of those stories that you read or just looking at how it used to be.
Yeah.
Where like
general stores. Mm-hmm. That's where you went. That's where you got your food. There wasn't these huge chains or anything like that. And I'm not saying that.
Well, there weren't as many people. Either.
Correct.
It's
there
intimate,
weren't, you know, so
right?
we need
it's
to.
Intimate.
It's intimate. Yeah, absolutely. And when you walk around, they got the, you know, they got the butcher and the people at the deli and then the mm-hmm. people at the produce. And it's like, it's just everything's right there. Everybody's ready to answer your questions.
Yeah. Right.
You know, and when you're walking around, and look, I've been in the big, huge grocery stores and stuff like that. Obviously, I do a lot of my shopping there, you know, because they have a lot of the bulk stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But when you can't ask somebody a question or you can't find somebody to ask a question,
it's so
drives me nuts. And I end up walking up and down the aisles of like from one corner of the store back to the other corner of the store. And I'm like,
wasting time.
So you know what I'm going to try to do next time I'm in Home Depot, which I who knows when that'll be because I have O'Connor's. What, 100 feet from my front door, right?
Kelly can walk to it.
Next time I have to go to, right? I could break their windows with a rock. Gosh, yeah, they're close. So maybe let me pick some big store. I'm going to look up whoever the CFO of that company is, and I'm going to try to send them a text the way my clients send me a text and say, hey, do you carry, you know, bio, what's that?
Spray stuff?
No, what's that little shampoo thing you got? That was like $5 for an ounce.
Oh, my God.
What was that called?
It's like, I don't even want to say it.
Say it.
Nexus.
Nexus.
Yes.
Yeah, that was my fault. Sorry.
Nexus.
So this little tiny bottle of Nexus, I'm gonna send a text over to Mr. and Mrs. Walmart, and I'm going to send them a text and see if they know where that is in the store.
Yeah.
Just saying. So fresh on ice, Steph.
You are.
Right.
You can be fresh.
Yeah.
What else do we like about the box versus the boutique?
I'm interested in hearing what you said before about your client when you were talking, the interesting things he brought up. About
which
boutique.
One?
You were just saying in the earlier part of the show that you were talking with your client yesterday and you brought up the boutique.
Well, it was just about the conversation of what we were going to have.
Yeah.
And you mean with Greg? You mean that?
Yeah, you were saying.
Oh, let me recall some of that stuff that we were talking about over the next few seconds and then we can figure that out. But, I mean, Greg is very open to. Greg's been a client of mine for over 2 years now.
I think it's so cool what you do for him. Like you do whatever he needs to stay active. I mean, he's obviously a professional.
Yeah.
He's, as I said to Mike the other day, I've been desk ridden for a week.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously, you know, sitting at the desk or standing up, whatever it may be, just doing that one thing. Yeah. And he needs that hour or two to get away.
That's
right. It means mind, body, and soul.
Yeah.
Thinking.
Yeah.
And feeding.
Yeah.
All of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And he's
with
a
something
busy guy.
Other than that profession.
Yeah, and he tells me every time I come, he says, I was so looking forward to you coming, and he says thank you every time I leave. It's amazing how, and you know he is literally waiting, like almost waiting.
Yeah. That's like me. I look forward
he's
to going
at the front
to
door.
See.
I go, he's at the front door when I pull up.
I look forward to going to the powerlifting class.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Going to see Mike, you know, for that 45 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
It's a part
release.
Of you that's a release, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And you know you're doing something good for yourself.
Yeah. And people like Michael and I that have a small business, we're accountable to you and we teach you how to become accountable to yourself. You're not accountable to us.
Right.
Everybody says that.
Correct.
Oh, I need accountability.
Right.
Right.
No. You're not accountable to me by any means. You need accountability to yourself to learn to get to the place you want to be.
Exactly.
Do we need to break?
No, we don't. Break? Actually, we got a caller on the line.
Oh, we do. Good.
From Drake It. Her name is Sue.
Oh, we didn't even see that call.
Yeah, Sue, how are you?
Great.
Good. How are you guys?
Very great.
Very good. Thank you for calling
Thanks,
in.
Thanks, Sue, for calling.
You're welcome. I just wanted to talk about local shop experience.
Oh, perfect.
Great.
I go to Drake It Hardware instead of going to Lowe's many, many times, because Lowe's, you just get lost with all the people. And I've tried to ask for help many times and getting so frustrated that there's no one to help me.
Sure.
I mean, sometimes I go in, because my husband does construction, so I'll go in and have to get something I know nothing about.
I really need
help, and they just don't seem to be helpful at all.
Sure.
No.
You walk into Dragon Hardware, and they're right there at the door asking you what you need, showing you where it is. And
you spend a lot less time in there, don't you?
Yes. Very.
Yeah. And now, do you find, Sue, that they also tell you how to use whatever it is that you end up finding with them?
Oh, yes. That's what I mean.
Yeah.
They do give advice.
I mean, I've never asked them a question they didn't know. Or.
Yeah. Yeah, it's amazing. And another thing that's great, too, is even when I go to O'Connor Hardware, they always ask me, do you need help carrying that out to your car?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, Kelly, that is so true.
Yeah.
And I've gone to get something that's very heavy.
Sure.
I probably could pick it up now, but
she
couldn't before.
Yeah.
But they do ask you that.
Yeah. So, Sue, you must get that at your local boutique hardware store, right?
Oh, yes. Like I said, it's just so much more pleasant to go.
Yeah. It is
nice. Great.
Makes your day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Love it.
I always, when I walk into Lowe's, I get very overwhelmed.
Yeah.
I get so overwhelmed.
Yeah,
I just
it's
think,
a big store.
Oh, my gosh.
They got everything.
What
of
am
course
I doing
they got
here?
Everything. But it loses its value a little bit, too.
Yeah.
You know?
Right, because you'll ask for, like, a certain thing, and they'll say aisle 5 on the halfway down the left. You can get on there, and there's, like, 1,000 of them.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
What do I do now?
Who's going to help me now?
Yeah.
Right.
That's right.
What do I do now?
Yes. Yeah. I can tell you, I've stood in those aisles doing the same thing, going, I don't know what a hex screw is, and it has to be 5/8 of an inch. I'm lost.
But, Sue, don't you also think about that about a restaurant? If you go to a restaurant, do you like to eat out?
Yes.
Okay. So if you go to a local franchise versus maybe a local restaurant that's in town.
Right. There's one restaurant that I've lived here for like 8 or 9 years, and I kept driving by, and I'm like, I always have nice things saying on their sign, you know, to draw people in. And I finally went there, and I'm like, oh, my God, this place is so good, and now I go there all the time.
Oh, very nice. That's awesome. Yeah. Right. Yep. Fuel the economy. Put it right back in.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
Absolutely. Great. Sue, thank you so much for the call. Chris,
would you
mind grabbing Sue's information there for us so we can get that card out to her?
Thank you, Sue.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Sue. Enjoy your card.
Thank you.
It wisely, as they say.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah. So she kind of pointed out that there's a uniqueness.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know,
it's a feeling. It is a feeling. I know this sounds strange, but my mother-in-law. And Mike knows my mother-in-law. I think you know my mother-in-law. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Kathy.
I don't know if you've
met.
Judy.
Judy.
You've met
Judy. Yes, I know Judy.
She's a little spitfire.
Yeah.
She loves the hardware store.
Mm-hmm.
And she'll just go in there so that she can just go there. Like, it's her thing to shop in a place where she feels comfortable for an hour. It's kind of like a little bit of an outing.
Yeah.
You know, and
I got to tell you, I do that
I don't think she has ever gone to a Home Depot or Lowe's.
Wow.
Honestly. And she has the ability to do that.
Yeah.
Right.
She always goes to the local hardware store. Or local restaurants.
Yeah.
Same thing.
And what's funny is Greg in Chelmsford, we actually have conversations about O'Connor Hardware. No joke.
Really?
He's like, I got to go to O'Connor's for da 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 da.
Right.
And him and I talk.
And
it's amazing.
He'll drive all the way from Chelmsford. I mean, not that that's really far, but it's
a 12-minute drive.
Yeah.
He will drive 12 minutes past other places local
and there's ton of that stuff up
there.
Yes,
there are big
stores, as they call big box stores,
and
he would rather
and you and I, Mike, have even had this conversation. Mm-hmm. And another thing that I love is that we'll be like, we could go in there and spend hours just looking around at the stuff and being maybe I do need this for my garden,
right?
Maybe I do need like bee spray or charcoal, or I could use that for my grill or grill cover or whatever. Here's the best part: they let me bring my puppy in.
Oh, do they really?
Do? Yeah.
No kidding.
I did not know
that. Yep, they allow puppies.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
That's pretty cool.
Yep, we should have had O'Connor's Hardware call in apparently today, because we're giving them huge plugs.
Huge plugs.
Anyway,
yes.
Anybody listening,
it,
O'Connor's
know?
And Bill Ricca, this is Club Inhale Exhale, giving huge plugs. Pay us back or something. No. So the personal attention, is something that's really
great. Have you guys described where you are, like, on Boston Road? Like, I know you put you say the address, but do you describe, like, where, like, across from here, down the street from O'Connor Hardware?
It's also painted. painstaking to describe too sometimes, because the places that we're across from, we want to poke our eyes out. You know what I mean? And I'll tell you a quick story before I say where we're across from, right? Yesterday, my 4 to 5 classes, right? Yeah. It was beautiful out. So I opened the doors.
Yeah.
Right? Open
yeah.
the back door, open the Uh-oh. Front door.
I
and
know
now here's in about 10 minutes, here's what happened. The wind.
Waft.
The wind took the smell of across the street right through. And I was like, ooh, I feel like I just ate it.
Oh,
and now
yes.
it's a certain fried chicken place.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And another taco place.
And another taco place.
And an Italian place.
And
next
an Italian place, yeah. So they're right across the street from us.
Literally.
If you know exactly where they are.
Doors.
Yeah. Yeah. But we're
so
what?
We're 530 Boston Road.
We're two plazas, three plazas away from O'Connor's. That's
one,
a better way to describe
one, two, three,
it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you are, really. Down
O'Connor's,
the street.
We're
down
light, the street. A light away.
Yep.
Exactly.
A light away.
Yep.
Yeah, so.
And you're up the street from the flower outlet,
the flower outlet, yeah, we're on
which
the
is like a great
side of the
stop.
Yeah.
That's another thing. People go there because it is.
Yep.
You can get all those flowers at Home Depot.
Oh
or
yeah,
Lowe's.
Right. But yeah,
people
I won't
like
do
that.
It.
They
though.
Will go there first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I
sure.
won't do it.
Yeah,
yeah, I won't do it. And then we're near Griggs Farm as well.
Correct.
So
yes.
Griggs Farm
yes.
is a little further down than we are, but Griggs Farm. Yeah. I've only been in there
in
once.
The salt
I need
box.
To visit in the salt box. Yes, I need to visit that a little bit more. So
Griggs Farm.
Yeah, yeah. Have you ever been in there?
Yeah, he's a good dude.
Steph.
Yeah.
I've been rubbing off on her. What's up, dude?
His dad died. His dad was the one that saved the land next to them from Walmart.
No way.
Yes.
Okay.
They land
that,
is that land.
Fantastic.
So that wow. is now just farmland.
Yeah. There's a sign up that says.
Yeah.
Yes.
I forget what it says.
Preserved.
That's
preserve,
right.
Preservation,
a lot of that,
blah, blah, blah.
A
blah,
lot
blah,
of
blah,
those
blanks.
Areas
Trust.
That's right down the road from us there on the left and right, huge areas of just land.
Mm. Yes.
Land. And I guarantee you, like those big businesses,
they tried.
Want in.
They tried.
They
Home Depot
in.
Tried and yep. Walmart tried. And
I'll
they
tell you
know.
Right
booted
now.
Out in Billerica.
I don't live in Billerica. I live up on the North Shore. But running a business in Billerica, I am so glad that that's not there. The traffic would be just it's so insane now.
Yeah.
I couldn't imagine what would happen to that area if a business like that came in.
Oh.
And I'm not one to stop economy from moving, but put something else there.
But it does tell you about the Billerica residents. We don't want the big box
That's
stores.
Right.
We like
We've
our Billerica.
We've realized that Billerica residents, I call them old school. You know,
there are a lot
very
of old
much,
school.
Yes, they're very
yep.
much
it's
like
very,
this
very
is the way it is.
It's a very middle class town, and people like the local business.
Mm-hmm.
They like
interesting
the
that Planet Fitness is in Billerica now, though.
Yeah.
But it's kind of a small one, if you think about it.
Compared to some of the other ones that I've seen,
it's kind of a small
it
one.
Is a smaller one.
Yeah, it's a small one. Yep. But I think there are a lot of local businesses there. You know what? Which other one I love is Manja Manja. I'm so
love
glad.
Manja Manja.
I'm so glad we stumbled across that place. We go there for the big salads.
Right.
Yep.
Get it. They know us.
Yeah.
See, they do. They know us. Literally, they're like, hi, guys, you're going to have the same thing? We're like, yep.
Yep.
And they don't even bring out menus anymore. They know exactly what we want.
Right.
So something else to point out about the box versus the
boutique
is the unique staff. I mean, look at what Michael and I can do
for
people.
Oh, the specialization, the knowledge you have.
It's,
you know, that's.
Here's the one thing that I've realized, and this goes along with big business. Not only that, franchise businesses that don't do it correctly in our industry. And I'll say don't do it correctly because this is my point of view. When you walk in to these particular franchise studios, right, it's very much cookie cutter. So it's not customized. Like when you walk into us, we're looking at you. And you only right at that moment and being like, what do you need?
Right.
Because I don't care what anybody else needs because it's not going to help you.
Right.
You know, but when you walk into these other places, they're like, here's a clipboard. Here's a set list of exercises. Here's your stations. Mm-hmm. Here's what you're going to do. 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, by the way. Follow this, get this done, and it's very much, again, it's called cookie cutter approach.
But also, there's a lot of these, they're calling themselves private studios, but they're actually not. They're calling themselves private studios because they're small, so they're trying to sort of steal thunder, but what happens is they're trendy.
Of course.
Right.
So they're taking one trend, and they're trending
just,
it out and nailing it,
but they're
nailing
scaling
it, nailing
it way down. I'll give you an example. I was talking to someone this morning, and she had a friend who joined one of those small places, and you could only have 3 days a week at that studio for 1 hour, and your nutrition plan was one page. And the fee was over $500 a month.
That is robbery.
Yes.
But they get away with it.
Well,
wow.
Because of the name. I'll say it's just because of the name.
Well, yeah, marketing.
Just because
marketing.
Of the name.
Of course.
Wow. But that's okay. The person I talked to is going to see you guys.
Oh, yay. Look at that.
After her vacation. So nice.
Oh, that's very interesting.
And she heard all about all that. And she says, I don't get that. Like, I can only go there 3 days a week at this time for that 1 hour.
Right.
And the coach, it was spread among four people in that hour.
Huh.
So the coach is rotating.
So she's paying for a full hour, but really only getting 15 minutes. If you think
of it. That's exactly what I said to her. And she goes, I didn't think of that.
There's another place that will give you an hour. But your first half hour, you're actually on the treadmill warming up to come into a half an hour session.
When in reality, you should actually do any type of cardio after.
Exactly.
If you're going to do that on a different day. So just saying.
Right. Absolutely.
Not that I know what I'm doing, but whatever.
Yeah. I like the fact that men come to you too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
My husband, I would never have gotten him to come to any one of those other places if I did join.
No.
There's no way, Mike. There's no way. You know him.
I was talking to him yesterday, and all I'll say, I was like, so you ready for the show? He's like, what show? And I'm like, you know, the one at the end of May.
Powerlifting.
I'm not strong enough. I'm not big enough. He said, I'm not big enough.
I'm not big enough.
So, but we joked about it. You know what I mean? And I was like, you sound like that guy off Saturday Night Live. The smiley guy or whatever it was.
Fire Marshal Bell?
No.
Jim Carrey?
No.
The
guy was like, I'm not pretty enough. And by golly, you never seen him?
No.
We were just joking about it back and forth and stuff like that. Yeah.
Got it.
It was pretty funny. Well,
and I think the last piece is we offer, at least I'll speak for us, Club and Hill Exhale, there's surprise benefits. We take people from, I have no idea how to eat balance right, and I haven't worked out in 12 years, and we can take them all the way to stage presence. It's amazing.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's amazing.
So surprise, we can do all of it.
So cool. Yeah. So tell you what, guess what? It's time to go.
No.
It's time to get off the air.
Where does the hour go?
I know, it flies right by.
You see why I get frustrated when we have to leave? I'm like, I don't want to.
This should be 2 hours.
So Stephanie, I want to thank you so much.
Thank you, Kelly and Mike.
Yeah,
you're welcome.
It's accountingmattersne.com. If you want to get in touch with Steph, accountingmattersne.com. If you want to get in touch with us, it's clubinhaleexhale.com. I want to thank you, everybody, for listening. Sue, your card is on the way. Thank you so much for listening. Everybody, stay tuned for the Green Chocolate Bar next Wednesday, same time, by Club Inhale Exhale.
We are Club Inhale Exhale, headquartered in Billerica, Massachusetts.
Can't get to Billerica? Check us out in Danvers and Woburn.
Keep chatting with us at the bar at clubinhaleexhale.com
and facebook.com/clubinhaleexhale.
When you change your mind, you can change your body.
Will you bite the hand?